What we are living through is neither distant nor abstract. It is not limited to newspaper headlines or debates that take place far from everyday life. For thousands of people, fear has ceased to be an occasional event and has become part of daily routine. It no longer arrives as a surprise. It settles in, remains, and begins to shape behavior, decisions, and silence. Schedules are altered. Routes are avoided. Many people stop leaving their homes. Others interrupt their work or avoid taking their children to school. Being in public spaces now requires calculation, constant awareness, and careful choices. When the presence of the state is perceived as a threat, entire communities are reorganized by fear. Inside homes, conversations grow quieter. Phones remain charged. Documents are set aside, not out of guilt, but out of precaution. Children learn far too early not to open the door, not to answer questions, and to observe the world with caution. They learn before their time how to live in a constant state of alert. This chapter is not only about public policy, laws, or borders. It is about something deeper, how fear, when normalized, reshapes the human experience. When someone is detained, the impact does not stop with that individual. Families are disrupted. Jobs are lost. Children are left with questions for which there are no immediate answers. When someone is detained, the impact does not stop with that individual. Families are disrupted. Jobs are lost. Children are left with questions for which there are no immediate answers.